AircheckDownloads.com.
Listen live on the BBC Sounds app.
Maroon 5 and Christina Aguilera with Moves Like Jagger.
Scott Mills.
Thank you, Zoe. Good morning. It is Scott Mills. How's your Monday? Sitting in for Ken again this week. He's back next Monday. This morning, we have a brand new Tracks of My Years after 11. And this week, it is girl group legend Keisha Buchanan from Sugar Babes. She's going to be with me all week. Unbelievably, it's 20 years since Keisha, Mucha and Siobhan released their debut album, One Touch. And as well as sharing all her memories of that time, she has picked some incredible music and artists for us. See if you can guess who she's talking about here.
When she first came out, she was 14. And for me, it was like a young girl who looked similar to myself, looking in the mirror, seeing another black girl there just doing her thing. And I just loved it because she was singing, she was dancing and acting. So she was like the triple threat.
Find out who that is and which iconic 90s R&B girl group she's also picked at 11:40, Keisha's first day on Tracks of My Years. Brand new record of the week from Tears for Fears, who are back with new material ahead of their first album in 17 years. New single, Tipping Point, I'm going to play very soon. Also, new album of the week, which is from an up-and-coming singer-songwriter. You've probably not heard of him. He's called Ed Sheeran. There's a track from Equals coming a bit later. Love song at 10:15 today, one of the all-time great noughties ballads from Enrique, and a brand new week on the nation's favourite quiz, where we seem to have gone three whole days without a tiebreak, although to be fair, two of them were the weekend when it wasn't on. Popmaster at 10:30. Two contestants right now I know are currently pacing nervously ahead of their big moment on Radio 2. And if you want to put yourself through that kind of stress and come on tomorrow, this is how you do it.
For your chance to play Popmaster, email your name, contact number and top three pop passions to popmaster@bbc.co.uk. See all the terms and conditions at the Radio 2 website.
Westlife on Radio 2 with Starlight. Good morning, Joanne in Aylesbury, who's literally been trying to get the scary Halloween makeup off her face since yesterday morning. That's the problem, see? It's all fun on Saturday night, and then on Monday morning, when you've got to go to work, there's still fake blood on your chest, the black eyeliner isn't shifting. Let us know if you're having the same trouble. So yeah, as I was saying to Zoe, trick-or-treaters, none at my house at the weekend. I got excited at one point last night because the door went. That was an Amazon delivery. Someone I know counted 145 trick-or-treaters at their house at the weekend. What am I doing wrong here? Jump for My Love, Pointer Sisters. Sarah in Blackpool says, great tunes this morning. We had just one trick-or-treater. It was my son who, feeling bad that I bought a whole load of sweets, sneaked out the back door to call at the front door. Right, let me just take a call here. How can I help, Ed?
You were talking about me on social media at the weekend.
Oh, hang on. Were you the guy that found the vintage Radio 2 merchandise in the charity shop?
Yeah, that'll be me. Very specific.
Where were you?
I live in Brighton, and my partner and I were just having a little mooch around some of the charity shops around the town. And, we were actually listening to Popmaster in the car on the way to this charity shop. And then as we pulled in and went inside, we found the most majestic piece of Radio 2 merchandise ever.
Right, so if people didn't see this, and a lot of people haven't, explain to us what it was.
It's a really big Ken Bruce branded biscuit barrel.
Right. What era do you think we're talking here?
I have no idea. It looks quite, it's kind of like terracotta-y, yeah. And it looks like, I thought it said like 90s maybe.
Yeah.
But it's got like the Radio 2 logo on it, and then it's got what I think is a picture of a cup of tea and a biscuit.
Please tell me you purchased this item.
So, this is the bad part. So even though, so the charity shop were obviously super proud of it because they put it on like a shelf on display, and I mean quite rightly so. And I made a beeline straight for it and picked it up and was like, oh my god, I definitely need this. I mean, it's only £3 as well, and surely like a one of a kind piece. But my boyfriend was like, well, what are you going to do with it?
Where's put biscuits in it.
Well, that's exactly what I said. And then I said, well, maybe we could use it as like, you know, to put like utensils in the kitchen, or like, you know, the best pen pot in the world or something.
Yes.
But he basically talked me out of it.
No.
I know, I left it. And that was on Friday, so I've no idea if it's still there. And I feel like I made such an error in judgment of not bringing that home.
I mean, can you not go back? I guess you've got work.
I've got work, but like I could probably go like maybe lunchtime. I feel like I need to. I feel like I'm being drawn back to go and pick up this majestic piece.
I'm just looking at my diary to see if I can get a surprise in, but it's not possible today, and I fear that by the time I get there, it'll be gone.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it would have really lasted the weekend. You know, the charity shop were making a big deal out of it, putting it high on a shelf, so I reckon someone would have snapped that up. I mean, why would you leave it? Why did I leave
you
it?
You did, yeah.
Terrible. I know, terrible decision.
If anyone fancies scouring the charity shops of Brighton to find it this morning, Ed originally paid £3. I'll pay £5 if you can find it. No more. I would also like to hear your best charity shop finds this morning, or your best bargain ever. Text us 88291. WhatsApp us. You can save this number in your phone. Just save it as Radio 2 in your phone. 08000 288 291.
Travel. Aircheckdownloads.com.